I'm Brian Moline. About 140 young musicians will be on the University of Illinois Urbana campus this weekend for the first ever Heart of Illinois Youth Orchestra Festival. The event culminates on Sunday afternoon with a concert in the Fullinger Great Hall at Cranert Center for the Performing Arts beginning at 4 p.m. Former WIOL-FM host Kevin Kelly is the music director of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra and is one of the organizers of this weekend's festival. I spoke with Kelly about the events and how rewarding it is for him to work with young musicians.
Well, it is, and I've told the youth orchestra kids in Champaign, Urbana, that in various forms at various times. I mean, I think what I'm doing with them in particular is probably more rewarding than anything else I'm doing. I've got longevity with them, of course, and they play at such a very high level, and what we're able to do together, I'm really proud of, and I find it rewarding for me personally to work with them.
Well, let's talk about this event this weekend. As I understand it, it's the first ever Heart of Illinois Youth Orchestra Festival here on the University of Illinois campus this weekend. How did this event come about?
The former manager of the Central Illinois Youth Symphony, which is in Peoria, Amy Zordan is her name, had contacted me and several other conductors in the area with this idea, and it really kind of just developed over the course of 2 years, slowly at first, and then quicker and quicker as we got closer to a date that we really thought we could do this. And Amy is no longer with the CIOS at this point, so there are three other conductors and myself. David Commande does the Central Illinois Youth Symphony, and Neil Smith does the Decatur Youth Symphony, and then Richard Kangro does the Quincy Area Youth Orchestra. So it's those members of those four orchestras who will be coming together, and I think we have almost 140 kids involved in the festival.
Yeah, it's quite a large group, and I understand that you know, for most of the event, you'll be divided into two orchestras, but there is going to be a one mass orchestra for one piece in particular. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a piece that was suggested by our guest conductor, who is Alan Tinkham. He is the head of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra programs, and piece by American composer Kenji Bunch. It's called Super Maximum. And I, you know, before I got the score, I thought that just meant super cool, more or less. But it's actually kind of a musical metaphor for Southern chain gangs in the era of the Depression. Super Maximum actually refers to that type of a prison. And that sounds really kind of maudlin, maybe, but it manages to incorporate a very rhythmic sort of a groove going on that initially represents some of the sounds of what you might imagine a chain gang and swinging axes and hammers. And there's some call and response singing in sort of African-American style throughout the piece. And it's really a pretty cool piece. It's got kids stomping and slapping their fingerboards and doing all kinds of other fun stuff.
Yeah,
I think the audience will love it.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be a very fun, very interesting piece. Besides the Kenji Bunch piece, so what else is on the program for this Sunday?
Well, as you said, we are dividing those 140 kids into two orchestras of about 70 each, and then each of those will do two pieces. One of them will do the overture to the opera Nabucco by Giuseppe Verdi, and a piece called An Outdoor Overture by Aaron Copland. And then the other group will do the Pomp and Circumstance March No. 4 by Edward Elgar, not to be confused with the piece that everybody plays at graduation. And the kids were very relieved that we were not doing that one. And then that group will also do the March Slav or Slavonic March by Tchaikovsky.
Ah, wonderful. You mentioned the guest conductor, Alan Tinkham, of the Chicago mm-hmm. Youth Orchestras. How were you able to get Mr. Tinkham to be a part of this weekend?
Well, the other conductors and I just kind of brainstormed who might be a possibility, and that's certainly the finest youth orchestra program in and largest in the state. And I knew him a little bit. The other guys knew him a little bit, and ran into him at the annual Illinois Music Educators Association convention. And I just asked him, and he said, "Sure." It happened to be right before a tour they're taking, and so the timing worked out pretty much perfectly. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been here if it was another week later.
Outstanding. And I guess, you know, with your students coming together for something like this, of course, you're hoping that, you know, they're able to really, you know, get something out of this. What are you hoping that they take home with them after this weekend?
Well, I hope they're going to take home the knowledge is that they've made some new friends from other orchestras. I mean, I imagine most of these kids they won't have encountered before. Some of them they will have through various festivals. But also exposure to some new music they haven't worked on and a great experience with this Super Maximum piece. But I also hope that they will learn some different kinds of things about music making, certainly from Alan Tinkham. But also, all the kids will have an opportunity to work with at least two of the of us other conductors, because we'll be doing some large sectional rehearsals. And then each instrument has a chance to work with one of the area professors on their instrument in some very small sectionals. So we have professors from around working on, you know, the flutes we'll all get with one instructor and the oboes with another and so on. So they'll get some really concentrated time with some pretty prominent teachers and performers around. So I think there's a lot they can learn, and I hope that they will learn and also have a lot of fun.
That's Kevin Kelly, music director of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra and former host of Live and Local on WILL FM 90.9. He's an organizer of this weekend's Heart of Illinois Youth Orchestra Festival on the U of I Urbana campus. The festival concludes with a concert on Sunday at 4 p.m. in the Fullinger Great Hall at Cranard Center for the Performing Arts. And this is a small portion of one of the pieces Kevin mentioned, Super Maximum by Kenji Bunch, performed here by the Polish Youth Philharmonic Orchestra.